With today's financial markets, are you getting the personal and professional attention you and your money deserve? Clients of estate management counselors benefit from having one set of professionals advise them on their tax, estate planning, and investment advice. We call that the professional edge. Sean Todd is a tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. With over 15 years' experience, he welcomes the opportunity to assist you in preparing for retirement, implement effective tax planning strategies, and to help you properly plan your estate. His radio show, The Professional Edge, is aired weekly on Sundays at 9 a.m. If you're interested in meeting with Sean, call his office at 877-654-9798. That's 877-654-9798. Do you want to feel more confident about making the right investment, tax, and estate planning decisions? Today, these decisions are more complex than ever. Have you thought about working with a professional advisor and not sure who to turn to? Not sure what qualifies one to be an advisor? Sean Todd is more than qualified as a tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. Sean is with Estate Management Counselors. Estate Management Counselors operates as an independent, fee-only investment advisory firm. They're dedicated to gaining a personal understanding of their clients' objectives and implementing professional counsel and advice to achieve those objectives. So take a second to talk with Sean Todd to learn how you can benefit from their multidisciplinary practice, where they coordinate their clients' legal, tax, and investment strategies into one comprehensive and integrated plan to enhance and protect their clients' financial security. You can reach Estate Management Counselors and speak with Sean Todd by calling 1-877-654-9798. That's 1-877-654-9798.
Welcome to the Professional Edge. My name is Sean Todd, tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner, host here on the Professional Edge. And thanks for tuning in on this session. The session is, why a trust? We think about estate planning, and the first thing that comes to mind is a last will and testament. Well, what's the pros and cons of having a last will and testament? Or A, let's say you don't have anything at all with regard to your estate plan. Well, that brings me to the very first recommendation is to go to our website, emcadvisors.com. That is echomarycharlieadvisors.com. And on the right-hand side, you're going to see the Ultimate Estate Plan Guide. Go ahead and select that. We'll send it out to you free of cost, and that will get your decision-making going on your estate planning. So why are we talking about a trust? Why a trust? Well, let's go backwards a little bit. And we know that the probate code is 200 plus years old. And if a person passes away with nothing in place, no last will and testament, no trust, then the law of descent and distribution, according to the probate code, is going to divide your property according to how the court believes it is in the best interest of the family heirs. So in the great state of Georgia, that is, the spouse passes away, you would think that the surviving spouse would be entitled to 100% of that estate. Being a married couple, that's why you say I do. Well, unfortunately, they would only receive 50% of the estate, and then the next 50% is going to be divided among the surviving spouse and the children. So if there is three children, and then the spouse participates, so that 50% is going to be divided among four people. So 12.5% would go to each child, and then 12.5 would go to the surviving spouse. So the surviving spouse would actually get 62.5% of the estate of the married couple. So think about that one for a second. You, a listener here on the Professional Edge, unfortunately, half of all Americans do not have any last will and testament, no estate plan at all. So forget about a trust, forget about any planning whatsoever. We all wake up with the big S on our chest. It's not going to happen to me today, but we all know that bad things happen to good people. So it's a wake-up call here on the Professional Edge to Get your estate plan done. I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions to say, hey, you know what? We drafted our estate plan when the kids were real young minors, and now we just got done attending one of their weddings. Think about that. That is true. 20 plus years old. And if you have your estate planning documents on what I call placemat paper, it's real thick and it seems real legal and official, then it's probably time to update your estate plan. And again, visit our website at emcadvisors.com. That is Echo, MaryCharlieAdvisors.com. That's plural. And go ahead and request your free ultimate estate planning guide. So with a last will and testament, that is just like playing Monopoly, do not pass go, go directly to probate. And we all have heard individuals say, well, you know, when mom died, I helped dad with the probate estate and it was no big deal. Well, there's no need to go through it if you do things properly. And when you ask them what the title of properties were, well, everything was jointly held. So yeah, probate was real easy, real simple, because it went all to the surviving spouse when son was helping dad and probate was not a big thing. But the average time for a probate is anywhere from 9 months to 2 years. And that is the collection of assets, the payment of creditors, and then the distribution according to the last will and testament. And then if there is not a special provision within the document itself, you as the administrator, the executor of the estate, you are going to have to provide an accounting to the court of what money came in, what was spent, and what's left over, and who the beneficiaries are going to be. And it has to reconcile down to the penny. And then you're also going to have to provide account statements which show that $137.13 went to X beneficiary. Here's the check for $137.13. Here's where the account went to zero. Here's a copy of the check. So if you like to be really organized and detailed, welcome aboard. Go to probate. So if that's not your inclination, and I know people, this is not you, obviously a listener here on the Professional Edge, but when people pass away, money changes things. Money changes family dynamics. I've done this for 25 plus years. And when someone passes away, people change. And then you have the people that are willy-nilly. And then you have people on the way to the funeral. They want to stop by the office and pick up a check for their inheritance. And then they'll go and attend the funeral with a smile on their face. So if that's you, you're going to have a little time delay between the time in which the person passes away and when you finally receive your inheritance. So let's think about that for a second. Do you actually have things titled properly? Well, let's say you're trying to avoid probate. One way is to have things jointly titled. Okay, so that's a poor man's way of doing estate planning. You have joint title on everything. So between mom and dad, they have it jointly held, the bank account, they have their deed jointly, but we got to make sure that that deed is the actual property or the proper deed to be able to allow that survivor to inherit the decedent share in the house. We just can't assume, because at part of our initial consultation, I want to see a copy of the warranty deed when mom and dad bought the house. Well, you know, we know it's in joint name. We know it's in joint name. And I say, that's great. Let's just confirm it. Well, probably 80% of the time, it's not as everyone believes, because there was a refinance. Dad was worried about something, so he conveyed the title over to mom. They never conveyed it back to joint. And if they held it jointly, then we got to make sure that it's just not tenants in common, but with right of survivorship. So again, the legal title on the home deed actually has a legal impact on who is actually going to inherit that house. And you say, okay, inside the last will and testament, dad wanted to make sure that son was going to get that hunting cabin. So He had the hunting cabin specifically delineated in his last will and testament. I hereby give the hunting cabin to my son. I love him. I hope he finds the big 10-point buck deer and go from there. And you can tell this is live because we got a leaf blower outside, which is amazing to me. Keep things clean, make things look spiffy. So I apologize for that noise. So going back to that hunting cabin, that Dad says that very specifically in his last will and testament. It is a line item. Dad even initialed it, and it's going to be there. But you know what? Son and Mom have just not had the best relationship as of late. There's that new daughter-in-law that Mom doesn't really like and just has strained the relationship. So lo and behold, Dad passes away, and Son says, you know what, Dad in his will, he showed me it one day, I'm going to get the hunting cabin. A mom sort of looks at Son and says, not yet. And Son sort of looks at Mom and says, why is that? And she said, when I'm ready to give you the hunting cabin, you will get it, and you might get it. So Son calls an attorney, takes the will to the attorney, and the attorney says, yep, there's a specific gift right here in the will. Looks like you're entitled to the hunting cabin. Well, lo and behold, that attorney probably did not check the legal title on the hunting cabin deed, because the hunting cabin deed was joint tenant right of survivorship between Mom and Dad. So unfortunately, the hunting cabin will not go to Son. It will go to Mom, because the legal title on that hunting cabin will supersede whatever Dad had in his last will and testament. So Mom actually becomes the legal holder of 100% of the hunting cabin. There is not one thing that the son can do to gain access or gain ownership of that hunting cabin. So again, when you're doing your estate planning, I've done over 2,000 estate plans during my 25-year career, and I come across this time and time again, that things are not coordinated. So understanding the legal titles on things, the beneficiary designations that we're going to talk about in the next session, and why a trust might make the most sense, well, we got to understand the basics of estate planning. And that is to have a last will and testament or trust, depending on your circumstance and your desires. Then number two, we need a financial power of attorney. And number three, we need an advanced healthcare directive. Those are key provisions and key documents that everyone, each listener here on the Professional Edge, would actually need in place. And don't wait until the very end. I just got done with a client. Unfortunately, he had a stroke. And I've known these clients for the better part of 20 years. Yes, at the start of my career, I came involved with them. They did some business. They actually taught individuals how to swim. And with that, they just now got their estate plan done after he had suffered a pretty severe stroke. He survived, but that was like the wake-up call. So don't, as a listener here on the Professional Edge, wait until you have this life-critical issue to become the wake-up call for you to get your estate plan done in order, in place. And even being a very young listener here on the Professional Edge, let's say you're in your 30s, you've started your family, you have a responsibility to your minor child on who is going to be the guardian over that minor child when you are not here. You unfortunately don't make it home after work one afternoon, and therefore that child is going to go to someone, especially single parents. You have a duty and a responsibility to them that they go into a loving, caring family for the right guardianship. So again, my name's Sean Todd, tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. We're talking about why a trust on this week on The Professional Edge.
We've all thought about it. Everyone listening will need one. Not having one can cause untold heartache, family conflict escalating to the point of a lawsuit. One simple thing that avoids all that? An effective estate plan. As a practicing tax attorney, Seen Todd with Estate Management Counselors has completed over 1,000 estate plans during his 15 years of professional practice. He can help you implement an effective estate plan, coordinate your financial accounts, and make sure you have named the proper beneficiaries to maximize your tax savings. Call 877-654-9798 today and let tax attorney Seen Todd help you implement an effective estate plan. Call 877-654-9798 today. As a tax attorney, CPA, for over 15 years, Seen Todd has implemented over 1,000 individual estate plans. He has recently authored an especially helpful guide, How to Unlock the Ultimate Estate Plan. This guide has helped many individuals to understand the benefits of an estate plan and how to avoid unintended disasters. Seen has made every attempt to write this in plain English. To receive this valuable guide, How to Unlock the Ultimate Estate Plan, call 1-877-654-9798. And request your complimentary copy today or by emailing your request to info@emcadvisors.net.